So moves ahead with marked changes, writ by Aaron and read by an R-rated voice. By Jaden Forney. Well, so California, the Conexo Board of Governors on Thursday approved a controversial proposal on congestion revenue rights and marked power mitigation, changes with major financial implications for its marks. Changes are a result of the Conexo Department of Market Monitoring's conclusion that the annual CRR auctions are costing REG electricity customers hundreds of millions of dollars by forcing them to be unwilling partners in losing trend. So the proposal limits CRR sources and sinks to only the combinations needed to hedge congestion costs associated with delivering supply. Auction participants can currently purchase CRRs at generator locations, load locations, trading hubs, pricing nodes, and import and export scheduling plants. The change establishes a deadline to report transmission outages prior to the auctions to more accurately estimate transmission capacity available for CRR purchases. By what an MCOPY, RTO Insider. CRR auctions have been highly profitable for financial interests, leading to heavy debate and questioning of Conexo's logic. Debate continued Thursday, with the broadest consensus being that the board approved changes, which will be submitted for FERC approval, only partially addressed the situation. ESOS's further readings to the CRR process are in the pipeline. Olson and MCOPY, RTO Insider. Quat, this is a serious issue that has to be fixed, and Quat, Chairman David Olson said as the board unanimously approved the proposal. Rinesh Dashbegwat said that without voluntary sellers, in Quat, it's not a real market, in Quat, and he asked whether CRRs could be handled through bilateral transactions. Quat, these are not voluntary sellers, in Quat, he said of CRRs in Quat, and it's not working, in Quat. Had been much discussion during development of the proposal over whether it would overlimit legitimate hedging activity. Burbridge and MCOPY, RTO Insider. During Thursday's discussion, Conexo CEO Steve Burbridge responded to the criticism by saying that CRRs are a valid market tool. In Quat, this is a watershed moment for this organization to send a message, and that is we agree the current situation has to change, in Quat. The monitor's calculations, the CRR auction has had a $750 million deficiency for retail rate payers, and annual deficiencies will grow in 2018 under the current structure. Honor did not support the changes and said the auction should be based on inquat, willing buyers and sellers inquat, and that more fundamental flaws should be addressed. Conexo approves bidding rule changes. Board also approved Conexo's commitment cost and default energy bid enhancements, or CCDB, another contentious proposal that is posed by some investor-owned utilities. The proposal plays the SAC commitment cost bid cap with a local market power mitigation test, which identifies whether a resource needs to be committed to relieve a transmission overload or other constraints. So will only mitigate bids when a generator fails the test. So Board of Governors left to right, Richard Mullen, Angelina Galitva, Dave Olson, Mark Farinacci, touched by what an MCOPY, RTO Insider. Energy Imbalance Market, or EIM governing body earlier this month gave advisory approval of the changes, subject to a condition that SAP brief it and the Conexo Board at the 12-month point following implementation of the changes. So has been developing the proposal since last year to address what is said to be inadequate cost recovery for generators. The current rules, bids are capped at the generator's reference level, which is determined by multiplying costs based on published natural gas price indices by 125%. So recently adjusted the proposal by lowering the proposed multiplier for the first 18-month period after implementation to 150% from 200%. So plans to phase in commitment cost bidding flexibility, first raising the commitment cost multiplier to 150% for the first 18 months, and then increasing it to 300% if no issues arise. Gas and Electric wants Conexo to maintain the existing 125% cap, saying CCDB will have limited benefits. NRG Energy said the proposed caps are too low. Board approves transmission plan. Board on Thursday also approved the ISO's 2017 to 2018 transmission plan, which cuts $2.70 billion from previously approved projects. Plan outlines the proposed design and construction of 17 new projects costing about $271 million. Recommends cancellation of 18 projects and revised 21 others in PG&E AmpAmp East Service Area and 2 in the San Diego Gas and AmpAmp Electric Territory. Main reasons for the reductions were changing load forecasts, energy efficiency improvements, and increased residential rooftop solar systems. Approval will be used to launch the next planning phase, as it is plugged into the California Public Utilities Commission Transmission Procurement Plan for Utilities. Process will determine eligibility for incentive rate cost recovery from a FERC by virtue of being part of a state plan.